You have written an outstanding book called Behold the City. And Matt, I have read a portion of that book just in the last couple of days, and it is a virtual walking museum of exciting stories and illustrations of your life in New York City. And there's one particular account I want to focus on where you chased after a man who said he had a gun. He had grabbed a lady's purse, and you pursued him down one of the streets there, Flatbush Avenue there in New York City. And when the incident was over, you wrote this comment, and you've included it in your book. It's an amazing statement. I want to read it, then I want to ask you a question about it. You said, and I quote, "As I considered my sudden display of boldness while running down Flatbush Avenue, shouting at the top of my lungs, 'Stop that thief,' I was ashamed at my lack of daily boldness concerning the needs of a man's soul. A lady had had her purse stolen with perhaps a few dollars in it, and I was willing to make a fool out of myself. But what about the millions of souls in New York City held captive by Satan? Am I willing to be a fool for Christ's sake in order to reach them with the gospel?" Wow, Matt, powerful statement. What kind of advice would you give to listeners to this program, many of whom are actually preachers, who may be afraid at this point to be a fool for Christ's sake in order to reach someone with the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, well, thank you, Dave. Thank you for your kind words about my book. And I do remember that incident. It was a few years ago. I was a little younger, and that thief didn't know I was a cross country runner in high school. So, you know, I'm not very fast, but I have endurance. So I just kept after him. It was kind of funny when I look back at it anyway, because I was running after him, and I started running after him, and other people started following me, and the thief stopped. When I got around a corner or two, he stopped. And then I looked behind me. I saw more people running my way. I was like, "Come on, guys, let's get this thief," you know. But he did give the purse back, and that was a blessing. But yeah, I was willing to make a fool out of myself. I ran down the street. I remember we were getting ready for a church supper. I was, you know, basically in a tie, and I had my wingtips on. You know, I was running down the street. I didn't have sneakers. You know,
you should have. And that meant you flew wingtips.
Yeah. But and then it hit me: am I willing to do that to preach the gospel to others? And you know, so what I would just simply say is, we need to pray and ask God for boldness every day, because it's never easy. You know, when we go out and pass out tracts in the subway week after week, passing out that first tract and just opening my mouth up and telling people, "Hey, Jesus loves you." And, you know, and I start passing out tracts, and then I get a burden to tell every person in New York City, "Jesus Amen. Loves you," and Amen. Offer them a gospel tract, you know. And that's what I try to do. But I would say, put a tract in your pocket as you leave the house and pray and ask God to help you give it out. So maybe give it out to your dry cleaner, maybe to give it out to the person checking you out at the supermarket. But we need to see souls as yes. God sees them, as lost, as those needing the gruesome yet the glorious death and resurrection of Christ to forgive them. And only Jesus can. And we have to see them as blinded and deceived by Satan, the god of this world.